I really believe, Ryan, that God created us to live much more closely than we do, a lot of us now. You know, everybody's so scattered.
See, we have the book that was written about my great-great-grandfather, but would we have even sought that out had my dad not been told all the stories? You know, most of my adult life, I've lived away from my parents. Mm-hmm. And now Lincoln and Lucy get to be around their grandparents.
Well, and I'll tell you, I think that we, the collective we, encourage our kids to grow up and sort of go off, do their own thing. Career comes first. Don't worry about your family.
Yeah.
And yet it's...
To go away.
And yet what you're saying, Dr. Dobson, is your grandmother, and they changed the man that you became.
Yeah. They did.
And I'm watching my parents do that with my kids.
With your children.
And it's happening in my life. These... Almost 9 years I've been in Colorado have been some of the greatest of my life. I get to be with my dad every day. We hang out on the weekends.
Right.
They watch my kids. They learn from them. And it's beautiful. And as I read your book, Dad, for the audio version, I saw how close-knit those generations were. You were together. I mean, they were helping raise you and HB, whose dad was a traveling evangelist. You guys were raised almost as brothers, but you had grandmas and great-grandmas all around
that's
you.
That's gone away.
It has.
It just doesn't happen now.
And that's why it's even harder to pass that legacy on, because when parents get busy, there were grandparents there. And when they were busy, you had great-grandparents there that were still reminding you of the stories of that your great-grandfather prayed for you every single day, Jimmy, for an hour. Every day he prayed for you.
He didn't know my name, Lord knew my name.
But I get that because I've seen you and Mom pray for Danae and I for so long. That I know you're calling to the Lord on my behalf.